Okay, today's daf is Me'ila daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Umabeis, the last three words, as we get into more rules and regulations of what is subject to Me'ila and what is not. The parak started on Yud Umabeis. Vlad Chatas listed off the Chatos Besos, and we've had many different Mishnayos relating to different rules and regulations of Nusachim and Dam, and the last Mishnah we had was what about the ashes, Dishim is Be'achapnimi, the menorah, all different elements that we spoke about. We spoke about milk and eggs in the last Mishnah, Chalev Hamukdashin, and Beitze Torin, and now we are up to other rules, as we will see a lot getting into today, some Yisodos and Kachim, partially related to Bedek Habayis and Mizbeach, and different ways that items become kadosh, as we will see. Says the Mishnah, Kol aroi lemizbeach, anything that is roi to be used for the mizbeach, v'lo lebedek habayis, but not for bedek habayis. If there's an animal, it's an animal that is roi to be karbon, so that's roi for karbonos, but it's not supposed to be bedek habayis, as we will see. Other examples of this, that might not be the perfect example, but we'll see others. Lebedek habayis v'lolam is beach, or something that is right to be used for bedek habayis for temple upkeep, but not to be used for mizbeach. Lolam is beach v'lolam bedek habayis, or there are examples of something that's right for neither mal and ba. So there is meila by all of these categories. If it's for either or it's for neither. So what exactly are the examples? So the Rishonim go through the examples that are listed in the Mishnah, which one fits into which category. So not all of them are 100% clear, but the Mefarshim go into various linkages of the examples to the categories. Ketzad. Hikdish bar male mayim. So two parts to the Mishnah. The first is, if I'm makdish a bar and it's already full of water. Ashpos maleos zevel. We'll give the examples, then we'll go through Tosis. There's a big garbage heap and it's already full of zevel when I'm makdish it. So I'm makdish both. But what is the bar roi for? What is the mayim roi for? What is the ashpa roi for? What is the zevel roi for? Shovach maleonim. Or a bird coop. So it's the bird coop and it's the birds. Elon male peros, a tree full of fruit. Sade malea asavim, a field of grass. Moal in bohemu b'mashu b'sochan. So in all of these, there is me'ila by what they are, meaning the tree, the ashpa, the shovach, the bor, bohem, uba b'mashu b'sochan, and what is in them. And what is in them. So that is all part one. Part two is going to be if I makdash all these items and they became full afterwards. But let's first focus on the first half because there's much to talk about here. So first, how do the examples fit in? So let's see Tosfos first. Tosfos on the bottom of the previous Amud. Kol aroi lemizbeach. Anything that is roi lemizbeach. Kid mefarish v'azel. Hikdash bar malei mayim. Dehamayim reuyim lebedek habayis. The water can be used for, not for Mizbeach, but for temple upkeep, L'gabel b'hanesatit, right, to use it to mix for the cement of buildings. Aval ein ru'in l'mizbeach. What do you mean, water? Don't you use water in the process of karbanos? Shaharei hakerav akarayim lo hayrochsim elabama samayim. What do you mean, did you wash the innards of the karbanos? No. You didn't use that water. You used dafka the water from the amasamayim, from the pipe that went through the azara. V'gam lo chazul l'nisach hamayim. And it's also not roi for nisach hamayim. Sukkis. Why not? D'be'inon b'nisach hamayim sheyu mayim chayim. Kamosha shaninu. No, you need mayim chayim. So he quotes from the Gemara in Sukkah that they used to fill up from the Shiloach in order to use for the Nisach HaMayim, because the Nafka Lan Hasa Mechziv U'sha'avtem Mayim B'sason. So that itself is subject to a Machlokas, that it's not Roy L'Nisach, whether it need Nisach HaMayim. If you look at the Rishonim in Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Tes, that is the pair for the today's Daf. Me'ilo Daf Yud Gimel Baba Basra Daf Ayin Tes. Many Rishonim that we're going to be doing today appear there. Because this also comes up there. So other Rishonim there aren't so convinced that you need Mayim Chayim for the Nisuch. There are other areas of Halacha where we dafka need Mayim Chayim, where the Torah says, Mayim Chayim Okeli by Paraduma and by Zav. But by many other contexts, it's not as Mefurish. But either way, Tosva says, the water is Roy Lebedek Habayis. Ashpa, Malaya Zevel, Ein Roy Lolem is Be'ach Lolem Lebedek Habayis. Right, that's not roi for either. What are you going to use zevel for? Right, you can't use that for bedek habayis. You can sell it. They all have kedushas damim. Right, so you could sell them and then use the proceeds. Shovach male yonim, hayonim reuyim lemizbeach lahakrava. The birds can be used for hakrava. Aval hashovach ein roi lebedek habayis. The shovach is not roi. Again, the question about the girsa here. The shovach shove harbe. So what do you, why can't you use the shovach? Why? Because Rashi says that, or the Mafari, the Tosva says, shovach, shove harbe vein okrin avon l'shum bedek habayis. It's worth more as is than it is for lumber. And therefore, you wouldn't use it itself. It wouldn't be for Bedek HaBayis in order to sell it. As the Shidduch Kabbetzis adds in, Elo Limkor Lohavi Hadamim Kip Tepirish Aval Ein Roken as Avadim Mamish Lashum Lashum Osal Bedek HaBayis Dimkari Apochis Domov Da Shovach Yavi Yosek Shu Shalem Milito Las Avadim Vlasum Osal Bedek HaBayis. That's what, as the Shita expands on Tosfos, therefore you wouldn't use that for direct Bedek HaBayis. V'chein Be'ilar Beperos. Continuing Tosfos, Elon and Peros, the tree and its fruit. Ein ha'ilon roi lebedek habayis. Roi lekaros, why not? Why can't you use the tree for lumber? Same idea. The tree is worth more attached as a growing tree. You could get more money for that than if you would cut the tree down and use it for lumber. And therefore, both the tree itself is not roi for either. What about the fruit? What about the fruit on the tree? So Tosfos says the fruit are also not roi lebedek. Kid dechsiv, fruit are sweet. And Pasuk says, "Kol sa'ar v'chol dvash lo saktiru b'menu." Right, you're not allowed to put any leavening agent, anything with chametz or dvash, anything sweetening. Lo saktiru v'dvash haydu kol mile metika. All types of sweetened fruit. So that is also to bring on the mizbeach. Aye, what about the items that are brought for bikurim? Right, those fruit have to be brought to the base of mikdash. Achim hu zayis o gefen. So Tosfos doesn't mention Bikurim. I jumped the gun. We'll see. Rosh, the Mefarish is going to mention Bikurim. But Tosfos mentions, what about these that you can use as oil and you could use the wine? So that, Achim hu Zayis Ogefen, Ru'uyin L'mizbeach. So those, I'll give you. Those are other Mizbeach, Zayis L'shemen, Limenachos, V'gefen, Yayin, Linesachim. V'ru'in L'bedek HaBayis, Kid Depreciates. So that's why Tosfos goes through a lot of the items in the Mishnah, explaining what is Roy. Again, not everyone agrees to all of them. If you look at the Mefarish here, he quotes for their example for the, by the Elon. By the Elon, Omar Li Rebbe, Dahai Elon Hu Gefen, V'roy L'mizbeach, L'nisach Yayin. Vein roi lebedek habayis, v'isha atzei gefen dakin, v'ein ru'uyim l'shum binyan, right? The wood, different reason, but also he does not quote zesim. Ube bikurim lo mitukma, sh'ra'inim kravim l'gabayim mizbeach. The fact that you put the basket down in front of the mizbeach does not make it ro'uy l'mizbeach, but the bikurim are given to the kohanim. And therefore, it wouldn't be considered ro'uy l'mizbeach. Good. At Bikurim, we have the exception to the rule. When is the only time they bring Bikurim? There are one or two times, right? The Shnei Alechem and the Karpet Toda. Sometimes you bring Chametz, sometimes you bring Mina Mesika, but generally not. Just one other point. What does it mean, Bohem? Moalin Bohem in them. You could have Me'ila in them. So by tree? What about the boar? You could be Moel Bibor. How are you Moel in a boar? So Tosfos quotes the Rashbam. Tosfos quotes the Rashbam from Baba Basra. Degabe bar shayach meila kigon sheitznia chafatzim lasocho. You use it. You put items in the bar. You put items in the bar. That itself is usage of the bar, and that is meila. Wow, says Tosfos. We're going to have later on, a little bit later today, a line in the Gemara Be'ez Hashem that talks about dirt not being subject to meila. It's mechubar. Mechubar is a mufka from meila. So what is the Rashbam talking about? Ein mi'ila b'mechubar. As we'll see later on, and even later today, we'll see another example of that. So Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, no, it's talking about a case. He goes to Rabbeinu Tam, Okar chulya min habor v'nana. You took a clod of earth, and you separated it from the bottom of the bar, and that's how you can be mo'al b'bar. But if it's still part of the bar, it's still mechubar, so then there's no mi'ila there. The Avi Ezri and other achronim struggle valiantly. They try to figure out exactly what the pshat of the Rashbam is. And they go into, as often in this mesecta, maybe there are two types of me'ila. Maybe there's a me'ila of, as we have said earlier, there's a me'ila of hana'a and a me'ila of hotza'a. Different focuses. There's hotza'a me'rishus hektish and a focus of hana'a. Right? Some items we mentioned, by klisharis, for example. Some items are not yotzei l'rishus head yotz after usage. So there's no me'il of hotzah there. There's me'il of hanah. The question is, when is ready using one, when is using the other? So he says, we're not going to go into it, but if you go down that path of the two types of me'ila, so then maybe that could help answer the question of the which part is subject, which me'ila has mechubar excluded from it, and which does not. The Ramban of Abbasra has another pshat. Maybe there's a case where you built within the bor some type of wall, some type of container within the bor, because you don't want the dirt just going into the absorbing the water. So you had like a liner on the inside. So maybe that's not called mechubar, or it's mechubar, but it's not mechubar enough for me'ila because it is its own kli in the dirt. We think sometimes if one has, I know they used to have in the days of old, garbage cans in the ground, right? Put it in the ground. So is that mechubar? That's in the ground, but it's its own item. So that's what the Ramban says there in Baal Basra. V'yefshal amida b'shiyesh lam kosle binyin v'tala bahen. V'yesh mi'ila b'talash ulabasov chibro. K'demuchach b'shili m'sechaz mi'ila. That's a sugya, talash ulabasov chibro, in various contexts in Shas. The Ramban says maybe that's what's going on. Maybe that's what's going on here too. That is the first half of the Mishnah. So all of these items are subject to Mi'ila Malin Bahem Ubameh Shebi Socha. Aval im hikdish bar viachakak lesmali mayim. But if I'm makdish a bar and then afterwards I filled it up with water, or it was filled up with water, nismali mayim ashbo vachar nismali zevel. Shovach viachakak nismali yodim. Ilon viachakak nismali peros. Right, that one is even more mechudash because that's a natural progression by the Elon. I didn't do anything. So you might have said that what grew was included possibly because it was a natural progression of when I was makdish. So the v'yachakach nesbali asavim, malin bahem, vein malin mashu besocha. Only what's in them and not what was put into them, not what was filled up afterwards. Because those items were not hukdash. Those items were not hukdash. The big shiloh that's asked by the Rishonim, mostly in Baba Basra, but we'll mention some here too, and that is, but why don't you say that now it's in hektish? Is there a kinyan chatzer when it comes to hektish? Yesh yad lehektish, do we say that? So that's a big discussion here in the Rishonim. Is there a kinyan chatzer when it comes to hektish? Tosfos says, right here, Tosfos adibra maskal avol. As the girsa is added on the side, the chatzer mishum yad israboi the ein yad lehektish, says the Tosfos. No, we know the sugya in Mitzia and in Meseches Gittin, the makor for kinyan chatzer. Chatzer is an extension mishum yad. Machlokas there, mishum yad or mishum shlichus. And the Tosfos is assuming that we hold Mishum Yad, and there's no Yad for Hektish, and therefore there's no such thing as a Kinyan Chatzer when it comes to Hektish. You find something in the Chatzer of Hektish, there's no Kinyan there. Vegabe Ilan, and then by the tree, Ein Milo Begidulei Hektish. That's the Machlokas, as we'll see. But that's what Tosfos says here. There's no Kinyan Chatzer when it comes to Hektish. That is not so clear. The Rashbam says that. Tosfos says that. The Rashbam says that also, if you look in Baal Basra on Daf Ayin Tes, he also discusses this item, if you put the water in because of the, let me just find the line, Ein Molen Mash Besochan, the Svirle, Emil Bigidulin, that was that line, but again, the other one before, he says there's no kinyu chatzer when it comes to hektish. I read it from Tosfos there also. He also says beferish that lo amrinan sheikne chatzer hektish kamosha kona chatzer hedyo the chatzer shem yad, same idea. If you look in the other Rishonim though, if you look in the Tosfos Rid, if you look in the Ramban, there in Baal Basra, they say, maybe hektish has a yad. Who says there's no kinyu chatzer when it comes to hektish? And maybe it's Mishum Shlichus this rabbi. And maybe it can be. Hektish can have a shliach. So the Rabban and others say, no. Shamati, Mishum Delokan Yechatzel Hektish, Mishum Diyadis Rabbi, V'in Yal Hektish, V'chein Pierish Rabbeinu Shmuel, V'yesh Lomar, Inami Kanile, Ein Me'ila Bizachiyasa. I'm sorry, the Ritva Baba Basra. Even if you say that it is Kona Mishum Hektish, there's still not going to be me'ila. Why? This is the yesod that the Ramban alludes to, and it said beferish by Rabbi Yonah here in Baal Basra, and it said by the Ritva. I'll just get the lashon, and that is there is only meila by something that becomes hektish through kedushas peh. Right, which you, I might think that whenever something becomes kadosh, it's kadosh. Doesn't matter what made it kadosh. Once it's kadosh. But the Rishonim here say, or Balchanan explains it also there, Baal Basra, only something that niskadish pepeh is going to be subject to me'ila. But if something is niskadish mimela, not through my direct hakdasha, so then the status that is achieved, it's still a different status. It's amazing. One might think that if hektish is hektish. No, if it becomes hektish, not through my hakdashas peh, so then that is a different. Says the Ritva. V'hakashabosham, zachavu hektish b'din chatzer. Yishlomar d'in chatzer l'hektish. Chatzer b'shem yadis rabbi. V'chom asinu yad l'hektish. Od pirshu b'shem ri, de'ein me'ila ela b'kdushas peh, v'lo b'davar hakadosh me'elav. De me'ila ga b'kdushas peh k'siva. Because me'ila is said by kedushas peh, Uman to Amar Yish Mila, and it gets into Yish Mila Bidulan. So what does he mean by that? Mila begabe kedushas peh siva. It's only by akdushas peh. The Pesukim talked about Meila. There's a big footnote here in the Ritva, and the other is showing him again a big discussion of the Achronim. What exactly is the svar? If you look again, Rabbi Chanan and Baal Basra there, and others. How is this related to Lamaisa? Is there anything Lamaisa? The Magen Avram. The Magen Avram and Kufnun Dalet and Aruch Chaim quotes the Aguda. Quotes the Aguda, who says, what if you find something in a shul? What if you find something in a shul? It's that in the days of Chutz La'aretz, that coat that's in the shul for 6 months, right? It's hard to imagine in Eretz Yisrael a coat. But if something found in the shul after 6 months, is it Hefker? Or is there a Kinyan Chutzah when it comes to a shul? That's the discussion. The Magen Avram here quotes the Aguda in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Matza Dover B'chatzer, Beis HaKnesses, Zachabo. V'lo Amrinan, the Chatzer Beis HaKnesses, Kona Lehektish, the Chatzer Konami, Nikoch Yad, V'ein Yad Lehektish, Aguda Reish Me'ila. Says the Magen Avram, well, our Tosfos. Tosfos says, Ein Chatzer Lehektish, and therefore, Ein Chatzer LeBeis HaKnesses, and therefore, no problem, you are allowed to keep it. That is what the Magen Avram says right here. If you look in the other Achronim here, if you look in the Reb Kiva Eger here on Shulchan Aruch, he says that's only half the Rishonim, right? The Rashbam and Tosfos. What about the Ramban? What about the Ritva? What about the Tosfos Rid? How can you say automatically? Makar din zeh betosfos meila daf yud gimel. Ava ayin Tosfos yontiv ayin Ramban perak asvina shkod tkoshev teretzaka lekushis a Tosaf disham v'yim kain ain hachrech ledin zeh. I don't know why the Magen Avram is muchrach. Vayin Tosfos Yantif Shasham Sheikh Shagamkein Lo Gara Mishlichus. Right? What about the other day of the Gemara? V'tirates the Gizber who Gamkein Shliach. Vayin Shliach Ose Shliach. Okay. L'char Dvarav Temuna the Bechal Torah Shliach Ose Shliach. V'nira Api Mishnah LaMelech. He quotes. Gets into sugyas of Mili. Imkin Yishlomer Kiyechid the Kasa Aposkin V'hupa Betur the Shliach Kabbalah Ein Yochal Shliach LaKabbalah the Shliach Lidaverak Mili. He says, maybe this is compared to that also. He gets into, again, heavy shlichus issues. And then he says, maybe it's a bal chov, and that's why it shouldn't work as a shliach. Now, there are 10 other people that would want to get the item from Hektish. So maybe that's what it really means. Not that there's no chatzer, period. But there is no chatzer in this context. But either way, that's discussed here, and some sofer and others they discuss this. If you look finally in the Ksos in Siman Reish discusses our sugya, quotes the Ramban, and then he quotes the idea of anira taima. So, is there a svara or at least a halachic construct that we could explain this chiluk for? Just because something becomes hektish memela, it goes, the water goes into the bar of Hektish. Why shouldn't that be enough? Says the Ksos, something that he talks about elsewhere also, but based on the concept of Baalei HaTosfos. Baalei HaTosfos don't say it here. V'nira taima, mishum de'ein mi'ila el b'hektish shukla she'edei adam, aval zesh yinokol she'edei das acheres makne, ela memela, zachi lo hektish, betor hachatzer ein ma'alin ba. He says,
We know there's a principle of Das Acheres Machne. We usually think of that as only in terms of the Maisa Kinyan, not in terms of any residual status afterwards. For example, Bali Tosis in a few places, right, beginning of Perak Ben Sora Mora in Sanhedrin, that that's not, even though a katan can't be kone, midaraisa, but that's Acheres Machne, he can be kone. If I give something to a katan, then midaraisa, he can be zoche in it. Even though if a katan finds hefker on the street, it's only his midarabanan, right, because of Darkei Shalom. But Das Acheres Machne works midaraisa. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara has the line Das Acheres Machne in one context, but not in that context. But the Bali Tosfos use it. But usually we assume that just means in terms of the Maisa Kinyan, not in terms of any residual difference afterwards. But that's the Chiddush, says the Iksos. Even by Das Acheres Machne of Hakdasha, it's different. Right? One might even say, just thinking about it now, that the whole idea is a very big Chiddush, because all hektish often works differently, right? I'm yirasa legavoakim is yirasa lehedyot. Right? The whole idea of hektish doesn't even need a maisa kinyan. The whole thing is very magical and memela from HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway. Right? Remember the Yerushalmi in Kiddushin? What's the source for yirasa legavoakim is yirasa lehedyot? Midin chatzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unless that's the point, you can't have a chatzar to a chatzar. Right, the whole hektish is chatzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't have a extension of an extension. Okay, but either way, it's we've mentioned that Yerushalmi, the Meiri there mentions that Yerushalmi, that it all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's been made easier, so you don't even need a Maisa Kinyan. So you don't even need a Maisa Kinyan, so what should be wrong with Chatzar? But the Ksos himself says, I'll bring you a Raya, that the Hakdasha makes a difference. There's a Machlokes, Tanoim, and Zvachim, Memhei, whether it is Meila by Hakdasha's Akum. So why should that make a difference? A guy could give a carbon, as we know, at least a carbon Ola. So why should it make a difference? Must be that the Hakdasha makes a difference. That's why it could make a difference. And then he talks about the Mishnayos and Shkalim, where you find things on the floor, you don't know it's where the money came from. So also there, the Mishnayos talk about chatzer of the Harabayas and the Azara. So why doesn't it say there? It's mashma that it's even if you find that Harabayas, it belongs to it's chul and mamish. Why don't you say according to the Rishon and the Ramban and others that there's a chatzer? So he talks about Yeush and other aspects as well. And then at the end, he just leaves it Tzarachi and he says, why don't you say this whole thing has the status of chatzer shutfin? Why is it dafka hektish? Don't we all have a chelek? To ha balkarch beis hakneses ain lo din hektish elahari by the shul case on the aguda, beis hakneses should be chazar shutfin. We're all able to use the shul, right? What's the status of a talus of a shul? Shutfin, right? The answer is that everybody could use it. So is that hektish? What should a shul be parallel to? Yes, the pasuk says in Yecheskel mikdash maat, but who says on a halachic level? So that should be compared to hektish. So that's why the Ksos is not convinced of that, but either way, this is a Leibedik Sugya in the Rishonim, both in Lamdus, in terms of Hektish, is there a difference between something that becomes Hektish through my power of speech, or Mimela? And number two, is a Shayach to relate that on a Beis HaKnesses level? Okay, so that is all part one of the Mishnah. So if I'm Makdish something with that's full, or I'm Makdish something and then it gets full afterwards. Good. Says the Mishnah now. Next stage of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, I'll argue on one of them. Hamaktish es hasadeh veha'ilan molin bahen u bigidula. Why? Mibreshin gidulei hektish. Rabbi Yossi said gidulei hektish are also hektish, and therefore they're different than the other items in the Mishnah. The other items are just, it got full with the human, input. That's the way natural that comes. And therefore there could be differences, in terms of the hakdasha. Good. Vlad ha-me'useres. If I have a Meiser Behema carbon, that Tosva says, that had a baby, Tosva says the baby was born before it was Nichnas Ladir, before it was chosen as Meiser. The Meiser animal had the baby and then it went through and it was called number 10. But now what's the problem? The Meiser is a carbon and the baby wants to nurse from the mother. And we learned in the last Mishnah, Chalev ha-mukdashin. Lo nanin v'lo molin. So what do you do here? Right, the baby wants to nurse. So lo yanik min ha mi'useres. So it should not nurse from the mi'useres because that's getting nehenet. That would be mi'ila, my animal getting benefit. I'm saving on the milk. V'acher mizadvin came, and other people would be misnadev to try to get milk from the from a different source. Acher mizadvin came. Vlad hamukdashin. Right. What about a vlad of a hektish animal? Also liyanev and hamukdashin v'acherim misnadvin came. And that might be even a bigger chiddush than Mepharshim explained, because this vlad you could be makav as a korban. Vlad muusar. We had a special gzeiras hakasev that it's not hukrav. If it's chulin, it's chulin. But here, this is, even if it's a, from a carbon, and a vlad, a carbon can be a carbon, even there, though, they're not allowed to nurse from each other. Good. Hapoalim, also related to Me'ila. Lo yochlu min agrogeris hekdesh. Workers, we know the Pasuk tells us in Dvarim that workers are allowed to, work in the field. Give a chumash, please. Workers are allowed to eat from the harvest, just like animals. We had all the different details of this in Maseches Bava Metzia about what the what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. The Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Pei Zayin Peches discusses this. But the Psukim, the source is from a Pasuk in a couple weeks ago's Parsha and Perachav Gimel Pasuk Chaf Hey. The Torah tells us is not only is there an Isra muzzling when it comes to animals, Isra muzzling when it comes to people. Kisavo bakerem reyecha va'achta va'achalta anavim kanaf shechasa vecha velkel yecha lo sitein. Interesting how the Lashon is put in the Torah. It doesn't just say to the worker, to the employer, you have to let them eat. That's a given. It's a tzivui to the worker, don't take too much. Right, that's how the formulation is. As if it's such a davar pashut that they're allowed to. But that's a mitzvah. Kisavo bakerem reyecha va'achalta anavim, when you eat, velkel yecha lo sitein. Right, don't. Don't put into your kalim, right? The Sefer HaChinuch quotes this mitzvah, again, the Rambam also, but the Sefer HaChinuch quotes this mitzvah about allowing the animals to, the people and the animals to work. Let's just finish the Mishnah of the line. Hapolam lo yochlam in agrogeris hektish. If, though, the field is hektish, they're not allowed to take part. V'chein par bekarshinik hektish. And also the animals as well. But this kalim is a separate mitzvah, the mitzvah tof kuf ayin vav. Mitzvah aleinu lahaniach hasachir lechol bizman sechiruso midvar miduim. Right, so mitzvah say to leave it. Shenitztaveinu lios hasachir ochel b'shas avoda me'adavar sheyavod k'sheyi adavar ahu davar shekidulo min haaretz v'lo nigmar malachto. Right, the different details. As long as it's growing, he can't take from something that I just happen to have in a basket in the field. That's something else. He's not allowed to do that. The Gemara talks about, if you remember, could he wait until, oh, the ones later on in the field, those are nicer. Those are better. They're more luscious. Am I allowed to wait and save up or so? So the Gemara talks about that. But the Chinuch says, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, well, even the Gemara there has the suffix, is it really eating from the employer or eating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But is this like Truma or other matanos that really are from Hashem? Or is this really the employer, right? Is this, what type of right is this? The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Tzadi Beis, has that suffix with nafkaminas. But Misharshi, a mitzvah, obviously the Shorash of the mitzvah, the Sefer HaKanaf says, L'lamedes b'nei Yisrael li'os lohem nefesh yafev ratzon tov. What is working for you? Be nice. Let him partake. Umito kach tachu birchas Hashem aleihem. And if I'm nice to my worker, then Hashem will be nice to me. If you don't let somebody take part in it, that's a reflection of Midos Rose. So in the Linel Shabbat, the Rav Zilberstein also says, Al-Dar Drush, don't keep Torah to yourself. Right, you have Talmidim who are with you, you have to spread it, you have to let them take part also. And then you have all the different details of the rules. If somebody doesn't let them do so, then they're Bavatali Asay, but they're also violating the Lo Sasay, or at least an Isser Asay that's involved. There is an Isser parallel, though, for the worker to take too much, as we just saw. They'll kel yecha lo sitein. Separate Lo Sasay. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something, you know, don't take advantage. Don't take advantage. She nimna, that's the next mitzvah, tafkuf ayin zayin in the chinuch. She nimna hasachir milakachas mimashayavod bo yoser al achiloso. Valkel yechalo sitein. Right, don't go overboard. Don't go overboard. Ask the Sefer HaChinuch, isn't this just stealing? What do you need a separate losa say for? If I take more than I'm supposed to take, it's gezel. What do you need a separate losa say? Right, you might ask this by... The Gemara seems to ask this beginning of the fifth paragraph of Bava Metzia, right? Gezel and Ribbis. Is Ribbis just stealing? Right? That's a fascinating line in the Gemara. We haven't mentioned that in a while. Right? That's the Lashon, beginning of Izeo Neshach. The Gemara says, Lama li lamichtav. Let me find the Lashon. Lama li dekazarechmana la baribis la vegeza la bona. That's an amazing line. And then it goes through Tzrichasa for each one of them. What do you know, three Averas? They're all the same. They're all taking somebody else's money. Really? Ribis is the same? We've mentioned that. That's the Gemara's Maskana here. Ribis is different. Oh, no. He's giving it to me willingly. Okay, he doesn't know. Gezel, I go and grab it. Each one of those is different. But we might add, Lamali, Lava, Gezel, Lava, Ribis, Lava, Ona, Lava, worker taking too much. Isn't that just Gezel? That's the question of the Rishonim. The Sefer HaChinuch here asks, V'im Tisha, V'lama, Yitzarach, Lava, Alzeva, Alo, Bechlal, Gezel, who? Isn't it just Gezel? Hatshuva, what's the answer? If you look at Rabbeinu Bachai, Rabbeinu Bachai right here says, Zeyia Gezel, Va'Torah lo hitira ela keneged ha-nefesh ha-misaveh. Ki kivan shu mis'asik v'torech b'peirosav im lo haya lo efshar lecho b'heter yocha b'isr. This is kind of like Dibra Torah keneged Yitzhahara. V'lakach hitir kenefshecha savecha kinyin shekhasav tzadik ocha l'sov ha-nafsho. V'ua din b'kama. So he uses the lashon of, it's similar, but you know, what can you do? That's a more b'di'eved language of, you know what, the worker won't be able to control himself, so, you know, let him partake. The chinuch and others were more lechachila. No, it's my obligation to make sure that he has. But hatshuva says the sefer chinuch. Why do you need a separate mitzvah? Lefi sheyidame hapoel shelo yia lo chait bidlacho migidulei akarka beis hakatzir abatzir. He'll be more a heter on himself. What do you mean? I'm working. It's just as much mine as it is his. Shederach bnei adam shelo lahakpid bedavar kol kach kemoshe makpid b'mashi yishle metoch abayis. Right, it's kind of like mine. It's a Yitzhahara, right? He'll take a little bit, he'll want more, and Kivish Avar Nasas like a heter. So he'll take, Alkein Haya Mechastav Barachu, Laharbos Allah Azaras B'Masha Kishalon Matsui. Wow. Right, it is Gezel. But Hashem knows that we need an extra little, zeros here. We know there's a good chance that we're going to be making a more heter, that's not really Gezel. You know what Hashem does for us? To help us out. It is Gezel. Torah gives us an extra iser to make sure that we remember that it's Gezel. Michazi Hashem, usually we think of Ratzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos, the Vil, Herbal and Torah Mitzvos, only in the Aseis, in the Asei world. We don't think of the Los Aseis as being Herbal Lam Torah Mitzvos. But he quotes, yeah, that one is too. Even the Los Aseis are Herbal, right? Maybe this could go on the, put this on the list. I don't think he has it on the list. Rabbi Yosef Engel's list of Siog Daraisa. Right? Siog Daraisa, okay? It's a Siog for, it's not really a Siog for Gezel. It is Gezel. It is Gezel, but it's a siyog for itself, right? It's an emphasis, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, that one shouldn't violate this, and one should remember that this is Gezel. Good. Also, again, there's so much to discuss here. In Bamitzia, Tosfos discusses, but this is the Mishnah. What's the Havamina that the Poalim would be able to eat from Hekdesh? Right? The Mishnah has to tell me that the Poalim cannot eat from Hekdesh, or the par from Karshine Hekdesh. Of course, if a Nazir is working for me, and there's a Pasek in Bamitzia, if there's a Nazir working, do I need a special Pasek, somebody the Nazir can't take some of the grapes? Or eat, if it's Meiser Sheni, that I can't take it, eat it outside of Yishalayim? So that's the Raya that Reb Chaim brings, and others, that really at root Me'ilah is in this issue of Gezel. So the second that the Torah says that I'm allowed to eat this, and it's not Gezel, I would have thought maybe that there's no problem. Because if the Torah is Vatar, it says this is a Gezel, so it's not Gezel Hekdesh either. Right? At least, what we mentioned before, that's Kamash Malon, that's why I have to say, no, this type of Gezel is Aser, it's Gezel Gavoha. But again, this might relate to the first Nesivus also, the Nesivus that discusses the two types of Me'ilah, as we alluded to before, from the Avia Ezri, and this relates to that as well. Okay, again, there's a lot more there, maybe at the end if we have time for Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we will continue. K'tani, Vlada Musaris, Lo Yonag Benam Musaris. So the Mishnah says towards the end, that a vlad of a meiser behema baby cannot nurse. Minani mili amar rachtavoy barami asya ha'avara ha'avara mi bechor. Ma bechor mo'al and bo. Af chalev ha'me'useres mo'al and bo. As we said before. Right? We compare it. Just like as Isser Hana. Chalev ha'mukdash nami asya imo mi bechor. And mukdashin is learned out from other meiser behema. Ha'polam lo yochel v'chulam ha'itayma amar avachtavoy bar'ami domar kro lo saksum shor b'disho shel chav lo b'disho shel hektish. This was the pasuk that Reb Chaim was just referring to. You're only allowed to partake from what you are working in, but not what your not Hektish's property. Fine. Hadosh kila'ilin basadeh. What if Sadeh Hektish? If there's a field of Hektish, somebody like what the Mishnah said, you can be a Maktish a field, and then I do threshing in that field. I thresh in that field, my own stuff, chulin items. Right, Dosh, one of the Sidur Depas. Maul, I violate Me'ilah. Ask the Gemara, but Talish Me'inan. What do you mean? You need Talish. It's just the ground. There's no Me'ilah by Mechubar. This is the Gemara that we were talking about before. Kash on the Rashbam. Using it is that Me'ilah. Amar Avina, Shvamina, Avkamalila. No, the dust comes up and the dust becomes non-Mechubar. And therefore, that's why one violates Mila there because it is not Mechubar. I wanted to mention earlier, I forgot, I'm sorry, that one of the suggestions also regarding the Rashbam, one has to still explain this line of Mechubar and Talish. Sometimes being Mishtamesh, using an item, but not by using it itself. By threshing here, what is threshing? Threshing, you bang it against the ground. So that's using the ground, and maybe that's why it's a problem of Mechubar. But what if I use the ground just by putting something on the ground? Is that called using the ground directly? Right, it comes up by Tvilas Kalim. Tvilas Kalim. Let's say, just to, if something is in the Kli, I get a Kli that's not Toveld, and the stuff in the Kli. So, am I using the Kli just to have it in there? What about taking it out of the Kli? Is that called Hishtamshus of the Kli? Right, so it's not, the Poskim discuss a little bit, you know, just using something, but using the area in it, but not using it itself. So is that called usage of the item or use of the airspace that the item surrounds? So maybe one could go down that path to help out the Rashbam in that case. Also here, you'd have to be using the ground because you're banging against the ground in order to do the disha. That's the mechuba that's not allowed. But it could be maybe just using the airspace, and maybe that's a talush usage in an area mechubar. It could be. Relating to that that discussion. Okay. Also, the Isra of Chasim also is a crucial Isra for us. As we know, the Pasuk tells us in Kiseitse, right next to the Lav of Chasima, which we're talking about here, is the Makkah for Malkus in general. Right? Abraham Yaken Elo Yosef, right? And that is put right next to the Lav of Chasima, and that, of course, is right, Pasuk, Perach Avdalad, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Dalad, and Kiseitse, and that's the source for Malkus in general, and that's why all Malkus have to be Dumya, Delav, Dechasima. And that is, has to be a Lav Sheish Bamaisa, and a Lav that's not Nitak Lase, and not a Lav Shebeklalas, and not a Lav Shenitan Lasharaz Bises Bezdin, and all of the other categories, but that's learned there from this Lav. Losaksom Shor B'disho, as the Torah quotes, as the Gemara quotes here. Okay, there's more by Chasima. Asay lo saseh, but we will continue. Says the Mishnah, Sharshe, Elon, other cases of Mi'ila, questionable cases. Sharshe, Elon, Shal Hadid, Abba, Mishal Hektish, Mishal Hektish, Abba, Mishal Hedyot. So the Gemara elsewhere in Baal Basra discusses this Mishnah at length. We're not going to go into that, but Tosfos here, and we've shown him here, quote, what does this Mishnah show about do roots go after the tree? The tree go after the root? We're not going to get so much into that right now. But if I have roots of a tree, of a shel hedyot, habon mishel hektish, bishel hektish, I have a tree in my yard, and the roots go into a hektish property. Or, vishel hektish, hashebon mishel hedyot, what's the halacha? By those roots that are now in the other property. Lo nehenin, v'lo mohalin. Right, there is no full iser, there's not that I get benefit, but there's no full iser of mi'ila. What does that show me about roots, and does it go, you go by where it is, you go by where it came from? So that's what that Gemara quotes there. Ma'ayan shu yotzei b'toch ha'sadeh shel hektish. What if you have a ma'ayan that is in a hektish field? Water comes out of it. So, lo nen v'lo mo'alin, while it is in that sadeh shel hektish, one is not allowed to get benefit, but v'lo mo'alin, but there's no full iser of Mi'ila. Why? Because the water isn't ultimately from there. A Ma'ayan is from outside and just goes into that area. But there is no Hana'a. There is no Isser Hana'a Lechatkila. Yatzachos Lasadan Nadi Mimena. But once it's outside of the field of Hektish, then it's Mutter. Because the water didn't come from Hektish. It's a Ma'ayan underneath the ground. And now it's outside Hektish. So it went through Hektish. Okay, but that's not enough to create an Isser of Mi'ila right now. Also, the Mefarshim talk about here about the Nisach HaMayim and getting the water from the Mayan, from the Shiloach, for the for the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. We'll see if we have time for that. HaMayim shebekad shel zahav. If you have water in the kad of zahav, what's the case? The case is, so Tosas quotes here, by the Simchas Pesach, whoever used to fill it up the night before, right, and bring it. The problem is Shabbos. Shabbos. So what do you do by Shabbos? You have to leave it overnight, but then it's going to be Nifsal Balina. So what do you do? So I put it into a intermediary kli. That's not Niskadesh kli shares. And then I move it into a kli shares the next day. Right? That's what Tosfos says here. V'nosnin me'espo me'ashilach v'nosnin osa l'chavis she'ena mukudeshes she'lo yiu nifsalim balina k'dam b'lul v'arava, as it says there, I put it into the middle. So, ma'im she'bekat shel zav lo na'anim v'lo ma'alin. If I put it in the kad of zav on Shabbos, so then it is, there's a lachachila, one shouldn't be a benefit, but there's no me'ila there because it's not a full klisharis. Nostan b'tzloches, but once I put it into the klisharis, then ma'alin bahen, so then there is a full mitzvah, isra me'ila. Arava, other items on the list that we use. The big arava that they used in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot, bonen nevela ma'alin, right, that is not subject to Mi'ila, that's not Kedushas Mizbeach, that's not Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, right? It's just the Arava that they used to use to be Makif the Mizbeach, it wasn't Niskadesh. Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok Omer, Noganayo Zakenim Shenanim Imenu Bilul Vehem. Right, the Zakenim used to be Nana from it with their lulavs, Bilul Vehen, as it's described in Tosfos. Nana Imenu Zakenim Bilul Vehem Kesavar. Mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Tosfos on the first wide line quotes, because you used to get benefit from it, lecharchila, because mitzvos lav lehenos, and therefore what's, so I'm shaking it, so I'm moving it, I'm being no till it. Mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, which again, as we know, is a huge topic. Rashi, in Rosh Hashanah, that's the Lashon that's quoted by many, and the Ritva quotes and others. What does that mean? Mitzvos aren't given to Anah, therefore when I shake a lulav, that's not called Anah, so Rashi says there, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavches, Lav lehenos ninu liYisrael lios kiyumam lahem hana'a, elo la'ol al savarehem nitznu. Right, the hana, the kiyum is not called hana'a. It's an ol. It's literally a burden on us. The way we look at mitzvos, we're happy when we do mitzvos, and we get benefit of schar, but there's no physical olam hazeh enjoyment that is halakhically recognized. Yes. We mentioned already last week, a few days ago, the Egle Tal and the Hakdama, that maybe it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is Nitan Lehenos, and that's why an Avel can't learn Torah, and that's why in Tisha B'Av we're not allowed to learn items that that don't relate to the Tisha B'Av. Why? Because that's Nitan Lehenos. That's the only mitzvah. But all other mitzvahs, even though I enjoy it, even if I love the mitzvah, if I love shaking a lulav and eating matzah, or maybe matzah might be different because it's eating, it might be a different category, but in general, that is... Lav lehenos nitnu. Again, that is an amazing topic, and we don't have time to go into it right now. If you look in the Margolius Hashas, just one mucker, quotes there in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavches. Kasher mutalas al adam mitzvah, yesh lo mizeh ol, v'arei rotza latzisi chavosav, lipatim an ol. If you say it's an ol, so maybe just removing the ol of doing the mitzvah, so maybe that is enough to say mitzvah lehenos nitnu. So it says the Chedushi Arim, Mizvot lav lehenos nitnu elo la'ol al tzavarehem. Es chedushi arim, etzam azaras ol levi hanah. And the Torah answers, sheha'ol hu tmidi bilti posek. When is the ol done? Rei Yisrael amr nasa v'nishma, she'enam rotzim lehi pater min ha-mitzah rak muchanim la'olam, l'shmo v'lasa v'tzoni yisbarach. We always want the ol. We always want the ol. If somebody does it, people who want to get rid of the ol, maybe it will be mizvot lehenos nitnu for them, because they want to get rid of the ol. But again, generally there's a constant ol, and therefore there's never any hanot. So you finish this mitzvah, but there's another one on the horizon. There's another one, and it's an ol that we are always being makabel. Makabel ol machlo shamayim. Right? That's the ol that mitzvahs lav hedesin nu is based on. Good. Amar eish lakish, ein moalin bakulan av moalin b'shalosh lugin. When it's not moel, win all of them. Meaning if somebody fills up the Mayim for the Nisach HaMayim more than three lugin, there's no me'ila there because it's not the right shear. But if there was exactly three lugin, so then one would be Moel. That's what it's mashma from the Mishnah from Reish Lakish. V'ktani Seif, as the Gemara, Nazul Slochas Moel and Behem, Echad Reisha, Afilu B'Shoshes Lugin, Nami Lo. Right, it says you put into the Slochas, then your Moel mashma, that if, even if you had three, there wouldn't be any me'ila while it is in the kad, so eli idmar, seife idmar, right, it's going on the second part, mol and bohen. The part that you are mol, once you put it into the tzlochus, amr shlochus ein mol and abe gimalugin, only if it adds exactly the amount in the tzlochus would you be mol. For Rabbi Yochanan amr mol and bekulan, Rabbi Yochanan said no, there's mila even by more. Says lab gamar, lamemer, tuxavar shlochus ye shir lamayim. Is there an exact shear for how much you have to do nisach ha-mayim with Reish Lakish Vatnan? But didn't the Mishnah say in Zvachim, Amar Abelazar, Amanasech mi-chag b'chag b'chutz chayiv, remember in the Shchut Echutz context, if I'm Amanasech mayim b'chutz on Sukkis, I violate the Isser of Avodah b'chutz. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Menachem Yutfah, Rabbi Elazar b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Amar. Rabbi Elazar who says there is an Isser of nisach hamayim b'chutz holds like Rabbi Akiva, didarish niskehem echa nisach hamayim v'dech nisach hayayin. Based on a pasuk, it's a mitzvah daraisa to do nisach. So that's called avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. So if I do that avoda outside, so that is an iser. V'yamar Reish Lakish imayayin. Reish Lakish then says to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, imayayin shalosh lukin af mayim shalosh lukin. But if you're learning it from yayin, so then you should compare just like yayin is three, so two mayim should be three. So Rabbi Elazar is mashma that even if you do a mashahu bachutz, you're going to be chayiv. But you see from here that Reish Lakish does have a shear. It's an answer. Bechadus of Reish Lakish ain't shear lamayim. Right? It sounds like if Reish Lakish is explaining Rabbi Elazar, and Reish Lakish is bothered, he's saying, according to you, you should say it's three. But it sounds like he himself is saying that, right? It's even kol shu according to Rabbi Elazar. So answer. L'taymi demnachem mitzvah kamar. No, he's just saying l'shitas cha. You have a problem. If you say the limud is from yayin, so then you should have three. It should be three lugin. But really, but bikaron, I do not think. If you remember, we discussed back in Maseches Zvachim and elsewhere and in Tainus this issue, right? There is a question about the makar for nisach hamayim, right? Is it mem yud mem, the extra three letters in Pirkas? Is it based on this limud? Or is it a halacha lamosha misina, right? There is a machlokas tanoim. And there's even a difference between the Pirush Mishnayis and the Mishnah Torah, right? That's not a machlokas in the Rishonim. That's a machlokas in a Rishon. And that is, who do we paskin like? By nisach hamayim bachutz, right? Is one chayef. So the question is, why wouldn't one be chayef? If it's a din daraisa, so I wouldn't one be chayef. So we mentioned in the past that if it's based on halacha Moshe Sinai, that's something new. So who says only if you do an avoda outside bachutz? But who says the nisach hamayim is avoda? Maybe it's not, and maybe that has to do with the remember the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Machalos Asuros. Two types of halacha Moshe Misinai. Hamechadeshes, hamefareshes. If it's mefareshes, it's an expansion of avoda, so then maybe it would be subject to the iser of nisach bachutz. If it's mechadeshes, a new idea, so then maybe it wouldn't be. But either way, this is issues of me'ila, and what it's subject to. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the next Mishnah, by Khan. Again, the next stop will be put up, it's Yantif, and we'll pick up again. I'm not sure exactly this schedule with Slichas week again in this cycle. So I'm not exactly sure when we'll get up another one for the new cycle, but Be'ez Hashem, we'll make sure each one will be up. Okay, we'll stop here.